I looked at her, the reaction is one of shock. It can only be described as shock and, I suppose, disgust as well, that in broad daylight, like you said, on a Sunday, and people coming into the shop after Mass, that something like this should occur. The shop was busy. There was up on 20-odd customers or more there, I believe. So, I mean, they're all innocent people, and they could have been caught in the crossfire as well. One of them did take a fall, and she was subsequently brought to hospital. I believe she's making a good recovery, and please God, that will be the case. But I suppose the mental trauma that the people that witnessed what went on will suffer as well. You know, it's not nice. It's very disturbing, and it has no place in our society.
And unfortunately, this isn't the first time we've spoken about an incident in Clarecastle where a member of the public could unfortunately be injured. We had the shooting in a local housing estate some months back during the summer. On this occasion, somebody has been hurt, and it could have been worse.
That's right. Look, I believe that the injuries that were suffered yesterday were, for want of a better description, they were horrific. They could have been, they could have taken the man's life, I believe. But look, he's had surgery. I believe he's making somewhat of a recovery. But yeah, on the back of previous attacks, it's getting too commonplace nowadays, Dara. Obviously, it's not just Clarecastle, but I'm not denying that it happened in Clarecastle either, but it's becoming a common thing nowadays that these attacks are taking place and that they can be affecting members of the public. It's very concerning. I suppose, and this is no criticism of the guards, they're working with resources, but we need increased surveillance, and that message needs to go up to the top brass above in Dublin. And I will be communicating to Minister McEntee by way of letter that, you know, it can't all be about Dublin either, that the smaller rural villages and towns need increased Garda presence as well going forward.
Because we often hear about when these skirmishes happen, it can be, for example, a hit-and-run situation that a car might drive into a particular housing estate, articles or weapons might be used, and whatever action is taken within the incident has happened. And it's generally a quick episode. But the fact that this happened in a local shop in broad daylight in the centre of the village must be very concerning.
Definitely, because you'd have to say that it looks like that the perpetrators had their homework done. They obviously knew that the victims were in the shop at the time, so it obviously wasn't just a spur of the moment thing. There was premeditation there, but like that, you know, very disturbing for the members of the public that were there, and more so even for the staff members as well. They're there in their place of work. A lot of them are just student workers. Thankfully, the boss of the shop was there, you know, I suppose, to keep a bit of a calm and effect on matters. It probably made things somewhat easier rather than it being a young member of staff that might have been on duty. But it's extremely, extremely disturbing. And like that, I have spoken to, I spoke to the shop owner this morning. I spoke to a family member of the lady that took a fall. And I did speak to the superintendent in Ennis as well, requesting that he does as much as he can in terms of just providing some more surveillance, certainly until this thing may pass over. Hopefully it will pass over, Dara. Sometimes these things have a habit of taking tit for tat, and that's what you would fear as well.
And that was going to be my next point, is that of course we don't know the motives, or the investigations into this attack are still ongoing, but in terms of a potential retaliation or to any of the perpetrators or those involved that might be listening, what would you say to them right now, Paul? What appeal would you make?
Look, I am being careful of what I say, because it is obviously a live investigation, but you would hope that this would pass, that whatever is triggering it, that people can just see the common good, I suppose, and just to, for want of a better description, to put down their weapons or to call a truce.